If the Eagles look to continue to fortify their secondary on the second day of the draft, let's start with Alex Carter of Stanford. Carter comes from great bloodlines. His dad was a former first-round pick at the cornerback position by the Washington Redskins in 1987. He's got the size, the physicality, as well as the athleticism to play at the next level, but he needs a bit of polish in his game. He'd be a solid developmental choice somewhere in the third round. The versatile Eric Rowe is next. Eric Rowe of Utah is another senior defensive back that's taken a big rise up draft boards. He has a versatile game and can line up at either cornerback or safety. He's big, he's physical, he's also smart. Teams love his coachability and they think he's a good player now that will be a terrific player down the line. Expect Rowe to go anywhere from the late part of round one through the early part of the second frame. Our next cornerback up is PJ Williams of Florida State. A two-year starter for the Seminoles, PJ Williams is one of the most physically gifted cornerbacks in this year's draft, but he has a lot of off-the-field issues, most notably a recent DUI which was reported. At the top of his game, he has the ability to shut down opponents, but he's very inconsistent on the field and needs a lot of technique work. I would expect Peters to go somewhere in round two, and eventually, if he's able to focus on football, develop into a starter in the NFL. The LSU Tigers have had a long history of putting talented defensive backs into the NFL draft, and Jalen Collins is next. Physically, he's one of the better defensive backs, cornerbacks in this draft. He's physical, he's fast, he has the ability to shut down opponents, but he's very inconsistent. He's very rough with his mechanics, and he struggles making plays with his back to the ball. I would expect Collins to come off the board somewhere late in round two and start off as a rookie playing in nickel and dime packages on Sunday. After 4 years on the hardwood, Quentin Rollins of Miami of Ohio made his way to the gridiron as a senior and surprised people with his game. He's a tall, smooth cornerback that showed better than expected instincts for a guy who's only played the position 1 year. He still needs a lot of work on his overall game, but is a prospect who can reap large rewards for a team that's patient with him. Coming into the 2014 season, Ifo Ekwuegbunam of Oregon was the highest-rated senior cornerback, but he struggled with injury and was out of the national championship picture after injuring a knee in December. He's not the biggest guy or the fastest guy, but he's got great ball skills and he does not back down to a challenge. It may take him a bit of time to rehab from his injury, but he should eventually develop into a solid player on Sunday. Ronald Darby of Florida State is next. Darby, a player with a sprinter's background, does not get the same headlines as his teammate PJ Williams, but he's a solid cornerback who may have just as much upside potential. He played in spurts, showing the ability to shut down opponents, but he has an inconsistent game. He needs a lot of work on his fundamentals, but is NFL material. The last cornerback we'll talk about is Josh Shaw. A Florida transfer, Josh Shaw of USC played in just a few games last year after suffering with a suspension. He's a big physical defensive back that's been used at both cornerback and safety, but has never developed at one position. He's a developmental prospect whose best football lay ahead of him. If the Eagles address the cornerback position on the second day of the 2015 draft, those are the names to remember.